Okay, so it's complicated. In this account, we've heard of another man called by God for a specific purpose. And as those that went before him, God called his name twice. Saul, Saul. In previous weeks, we've also been thinking of whether we have received a clear call from God to serve him in any particular way. And if we have, I wonder how we've responded. Maybe we think we're not really important enough, that this wouldn't ever happen to us. But when we know that Jesus is calling us, how will we respond? We might react at first as Saul did, but when he realized that Jesus was the God he had always known and thought he was obeying, Saul believed that Jesus was the Christ who God had said would come to die for the people. All the pennies are dropping for Saul. He changed completely and threw himself into serving Jesus with all his heart and soul. Paul's calling was enormous, but he carried it out with the power of God's Spirit. His service as an apostle resulted in thousands and thousands of people coming to follow Jesus. God's call to Ananias was small in comparison, as it may be for each of us who love Jesus and follow him. But as Ali said last week, it was unique to him. Every one of us has a role to follow Jesus. When Jesus called Ananias, he hesitated for just a moment, but then he humbly decided not to trust his own capability, but in that of Jesus, who can do anything by the power of his Spirit. So Ananias obeyed, as did all the people that we've heard of over the last few weeks. If we belong to Jesus, then each of us has a way of serving him. The body of Christ has many components, and they're all vital in the formation of the Church of Jesus Christ. Let's take a moment to be still together. Close your eyes if you like. It may be that you have served Jesus for many years. It may be that you're new to him. There's a person who is warden of all the licensed readers, and she has formed little groups. We meet every month or so. And she has been talking about this, being silent, reflecting, and I'm not good at that. I can't keep still. But the other night, I sat in the garden when it was cooling, and I looked around. I saw the beauty of the trees blowing in the breeze. All that I could hear was the odd squirrel rushing about, the birds in the trees, and the quiet conversations of my neighbours, who I pray for. And I spoke to Jesus to thank him for all the blessings that he pours upon us. Imagine now that you are in your quiet place and speak to Jesus. Thank him for all the blessings you have. Thank him that he is always with you. And then maybe ask him what you can do to serve him. And then, importantly, wait in the stillness for his reply. And when you go home, why not make this a practice in your own quiet place? Amen.